You live on the West Coast, you live on the East Coast, you live in Kansas. So this is Big Ben.
This is K-Win, even Baco, even Reno. We got you all covered in the West Coast.
We make up WST Podcast. All sports, all West Coast. NFL, MLB, NBA, WCC, Pac-12, it doesn't matter.
We also throw in some fun, a little humor with our 5-minute life guides.
Boom.
Boom.
All right, you ready for this?
Yeah.
Guess what this is?
It's a White Claw.
Nope. Guess again.
It's a Truly.
Nope. It's called Soundcraft Seltzer.
Does it have alcohol in it?
Yes. I mean, no. This was recorded at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on a Friday. It's Seafair Saturday.
I know. I've just never heard of it.
Seafair Saturday. So I went down this morning. And
so there's no judgment here. I'm just
kidding. I went down this morning. No White Claws in the fridge. Gone. Completely gone. Truly's.
They gone.
They gone. But you know what they had? They had the White Claw Pures, which are basically just, think of it like seltzer water, no flavoring. Can't do that. That's boring.
Wow. Yeah.
So my rationale behind the shout out, this podcast is sponsored by Soundcraft Seltzer. I'm going to obviously a party.
Yeah.
I mean, there's going to be some pilfering going on. People are going to bring a six pack of White Claws. At least I know what mine is. I can call out.
I like that.
Yeah. I can barter, right?
Are you going to take a Sharpie and write it on every SoundCloud or SoundCloud, sir? Hey, put that down.
Hey, That's fine. Put little stickers. Do not eat. Do not drink.
Wow. So I was thinking we're going to do MLB deadline, but maybe we do Seafair versus Six Man because it's the biggest week in Manhattan Beach right
Ooh,
now.
Ooh, let's do it.
I'm limping into this call right now.
Why is that?
Because Six Man is the biggest volleyball tournament. It's like Beta Breakers, Halloween on the beach. Pros play, NBA players play.
No, they don't. Olympians no, they play. Don't. Name one NBA player that's played. One.
Luke Walton, Chase Buttinger, and Richard Jefferson are all on one team.
No. Chase has got hops. Does he still have hops?
Yeah. So he quit basketball and he plays volleyball full time now.
He played on the Olympic team, didn't he?
Yeah. He won the Hermosa Beach AVP last week.
He did. Shout out to Chase. Yeah. Yeah. You should start covering. We should start just covering Manhattan Beach volleyball.
We should.
We'd gather four more followers.
Hey, we can hear Char in the kitchen.
Hey, babe. She's almost done. She's making dates.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah, we got dates.
So it's volleyball all day long. I'm not good enough, so I don't play.
What?
Because there are, like, I'm an average volleyball player. There's Olympians, NBA players, and professional volleyball.
So what do you do? Are you like the linesman for the volleyball? When it hits the net, you run out, throw it back to him?
I have a couple buddies that play, and I just sit on the side, drink beers, and go to the bars with them.
You're like the 13th man in dressed up in street clothes, sitting behind the bench. You're not even on the bench. You're behind the bench.
Everyone dresses up in uniforms and they wear the same board shorts and they get like funky wigs and stuff. So yesterday was day one. Day two, I want to go to like a surf shop and find some board shorts and just like be with the number one team. Just be like, yeah. They're like, who are you?
Who's this guy?
You know what? I would click yesterday, but today I'm ready. When do I go in, coach?
Oh, wow. Do they have, how do they determine, like, do they have someone that flips a scoreboard? Do they have a line judge? Is it that official?
They have a line judge, yeah.
Is it like tennis where everyone starts clapping if there's a close call and then there's video replay?
No video replay. What? Everyone goes nuts on every call.
Really?
Yeah, it's not a professional tournament. It's a professional drinking tournament.
I could see that. I could see that on a murder mystery. Dun, dun. Referee shows up dead, washed up in Hermosa, Manhattan Beach. He made a bad call in the championship. Let's go interview everyone. Chase Buttinger is brought in, Luke Walton, Richard Jefferson. Cross-examination.
I like it.
You want to do...
So
you,
I rode my bike down there.
And you have a bike?
Yeah, beach cruiser. I couldn't ride home.
Where is it?
It's somewhere on the beach.
You have no tires left. They're gone.
You go during the day, and every year I do this. I'm like, I'm J-Mo. I'm just going to be mellow. I'm going to take it easy this year. And then a couple White Claws later, I'm at a bar. I'm at a restaurant in my board shorts. Bike's still there. I got to go pick up the bike today. You know what's going to happen? Same thing. I'm not getting the bike till Monday. The bike is staying there all weekend because I'm not going to be able to bike home today.
Are you going to carry around your seat to the bars so no one steals it?
I should.
Absolutely.
Not my back tire. So what's going on at Seafair?
Okay, so Seafair usually plays out like this. Seafair is a week-long celebration, call it middle of summer for Seattle. And have you been to what do they call it up in San Francisco? It's in October.
Oh, Fleet Week.
Fleet Week. So it's somewhat similar to that, right? But we don't really have a bay necessarily. So what we do have is Lake Washington, which is a large lake in the middle of Seattle. Seattle, as well as Mercer Island and Bellevue, border it. And then you go south and there's Renton, Kennedale, where Lennon lives. But they have hydroplane races. Ooh. So that's somewhat of the highlight. And then they have the Blue Angels.
Does Hodges get his boat out and race?
I'm going to go out there on my jet ski. Who is this guy? So they had the hydros, which no one really watches unless you're a diehard guy. You go down to, what's the park down? Seward Park, and they have everything set up. So if you're family, you go down and watch that. You kind of partake. They have booths set up, maybe food. But the real fun comes. There's a log boom. So the log boom is generally – it's – a highly sought after ticket. There's only so many allotted because the boom's only so big. And then generally it's larger boats. So, you know, 35 plus foot boats, some yachts potentially. And then from there, there's Andrews Bay, which is directly west from where we'll be, which is where more or less.
Where do you go set up and watch?
So we go to Alicia's house. Ooh. And Alicia lives on Mercer Island. She's got a phenomenal setup. It's right on the water. We literally stare directly to the west is where the hydros are. And then I'd say to the north or southwest is where Andrews Bay is. So we play bags and go in the pool, jump in the water, jet ski, whatever, lay out. And then around 3 o'clock, the Blue Angels come, in which we put Danger Zone on repeat for an hour and just watch them fly around.
And Top Gun is just... playing on every TV.
Oh gosh, whoever did make that? Not Eddie Money. Who wrote Danger Zone? They're collecting checks. They wonder why their streaming check is so high. It's because of Seafair. That guy probably makes a couple hundred grand just on streams for Seafair.
So first week of August, they just have a calendar like notification saying. It's coming in. We're getting all our checks. It's coming in. Seafair.
They're at Vegas. They're in Vegas the following week. Guaranteed. Absolutely guaranteed. So it's obviously as we've got older, it's a little more tame. But that said,
sounds like a fun day.
It was a phenomenal day. It's a great day. I mean, we don't get many days like this in Seattle. It's like Christmas, summer Christmas, and.
You always invite me up there, but the reason I don't come is because it falls on the same weekend as Six Man, and that's just,
you know what we really need to do.
It's an all day long beach party.
You know what we really need to do? Not necessarily go live, but I'll give you some stories. You give me some stories, and we'll let our followers judge.
All right,
fair.
Like right now,
you don't want to see me right now. I'm sitting here shirtless drinking it.
Oh, I thought you meant tell stories.
No, tonight. Today, throughout the day, I'm saying you capture the best. Go up to Luke, get an interview. Richard Jefferson. Did Luke, those guys all went to Arizona.
Yeah, it's like the team U of A.
Wow. Wasn't there a Santa Clara team? It could have been you, Dylan, Wheezy.
Love it.
Wow. Could you imagine you three just getting pelted? Wheezy would have been the, they call him a Lambero.
Libero.
Wheezy would be a good Libero. He'd be a good backline guy. Dylan has no hops, but he could
block long arms.
Yeah, there you go. And then you'd round it out with who else went to Santa Clara? Good Steve out there, Randy.
Ash. Well, you know what? We got Rambis.
Who's your boy that works for Silver Peak?
Oh, we got Drew.
Yeah.
DZ.
I like Drew.
Yeah, good dude.
So I don't. Why don't we table that and let the. We'll do it. We do our preview. We'll add stories, and then we'll let the our followers decide all 1,000 of them. And then from there, why don't we do a recap?
I like it.
We got a big bags tournament going, so you'll see the winners. I've got some WST gear, so should be a good day.
All right. There you heard it. There you hear it. I can barely talk because I'm still recovering. Six man versus Seafair. Let's go.
And then next year I'll come down for six man. You can come up for Seafair.
Love it.
They'd probably put me on a team.
I doubt it.
Who'd be a good Coug? Me. Let's see. Aaron Baines.
Ooh, Clay.
Clay. Yeah. Me, Aaron Baines, Clay.
Brian Leaf. And Bledsoe would be on the sideline just drinking his Pinot Noir.
Oh, that's so good. Oh, that'd be great. All right, let's table this. Big Ben and Kay win. WST
let's
podcast.
Wrap this up.
Yeah. Follow us. Make sure to get on our Instagram. I just realized we're gonna have to post this today.
@WST_podcast.
Boom.
Boom.